413-429-5231. Good morning, it's 719. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rays edged the Yankees 4-3, the Mets doubled up the Marlins 4-2, the Red Sox topped the Blue Jays 5-3, and the Braves swept the Phillies in a doubleheader, taking Game 1 5-2 and Game 2 8-0. Bit of excitement yesterday, the Athletics and Astros ignored social distancing and cleared the benches after Oakland's Ramon Laureano got hit by a pitch for the third time in the three-game series. Laureano began exchanging words with animated Houston hitting coach Alex Cintron, then left first base, threw down his batting helmet, and began sprinting toward him. Astros catcher Dustin Garneau tackled Laureano before he reached Cintron, touching off a wild scene in which several players joined in on the scrum. The Athletics won yesterday, 7-2. Checking out the rest of the weekend's scores in the NHL, the seeding and matchups for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs are set. The Capitals defeated the Bruins 2-1 yesterday, meaning Washington will take on the Islanders in the next round. The Bruins will square off against Carolina. In the NBA, the Celtics beat the Magic in overtime, 122-119. The Nets downed the Clippers, 129-120. The Thunder routed the Wizards, 121-103. And the Trailblazers outlasted the 76ers, 124-121. In golf, American Colin Morikawa closed with a 6-under-64 to win the PGA Championship by two strokes over Paul Casey and third-round leader Dustin Johnson. And at Saratoga Race Course, Spinoff won the $85,000 Aladar with a time of 1 minute 49.6 seconds. And in case you missed it on Saturday, the New York bred Belmont winner Tis the Law took the $1 million Traverse Stakes with a time of 2 minutes 0.95 seconds. He heads to Kentucky, where he's a favorite for next month's Derby. I'm Jesse King.